Just Another Catfic by Verity, read by X-Man Hater. The cat is loud. She doesn't greet Derek at the door every day when he comes home from work, or really any other time, just yowls plaintively from the kitchen while she bats at her half-empty bowl. She doesn't like being able to see the bottom, Styles says. Food insecure, I googled it. Also, dude, you should name your cat. She's a cat, Derek shrugs. And she's not mine. You just keep telling yourself that, Styles says, crouching down to scratch the cat under her chin. The cat is not Derek's. She doesn't belong to anyone else. They put up flyers. But she definitely does not recognize Derek's authority as her alpha. Instead, she wakes him up by settling in for a nap on his chest at 2 a.m., knocks all of his Warhammer figurines off the shelves, and sharpens her claws on his couch. What are these things? Styles says, picking one of the newest victims off the ground. It's one of Laura's elves. She painted all of them with help from their sister Natalie. Derek bends down to pick up a dwarf. Some of us had lives before the internet, he says. The cat likes Styles. When he comes over to the apartment, usually on the pretext of borrowing one of the books Peter left behind, she trails after Styles the whole time, curls up on his lap and purrs while he scratches behind her ears with one hand and turns pages with the other. She brings him her little catnip mice, and one time an actual mouse, and one time one of Derek's orcs. Good kitty, Styles says, stroking her side. She's always nice to you, Derek says. Which is petty. He feels petty. The cat should respect him. He's her alpha. He feeds her. He scoops her litter box every night before he goes to bed. Instead, the cat climbs on top of the 200-year-old grimoire in Styles' lap, twists around until she's comfortable, her belly soft and bare. Styles coos and pets her. You're engaged in a battle for dominance, he says. Which is, no offense, kind of ridiculous. She's a cat. Either she's your pet or she's your alpha. With cats, you've only got two options. Derek is the cat's. He gives in. Eventually, he gets her a collar. Engraved in neat copperplate on the silver pendant, it says, "The cat." The cat won't let him put it on her, but she takes it away from him and hoards her tribute. The next time Styles comes over, he finds it buried in the couch cushions and says, "Really, Derek?" The cat purrs. The end.